All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the second season is set to begin later on today in the National Football League, as it is playoff time. As we started with 32 teams in the regular season, and now we are down to just 12 that will still have an opportunity to claim the Vince Lombardi Trophy as NFL champions for the 2019 season. We got four good games on tap for this weekend, and then we'll segue into the divisional round. But who will survive and advance from the wild card round? I want to start off down today in Houston, as you're going to have the champions of the AFC South in the Houston Texans hosting a wild card team out of the AFC East in the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo has one of the better ground games in the NFL this season, along with a very stingy defense. But in this contest here, for them to take the next step and get to the next round, they're going to need to see some progression from quarterback Josh Allen with his arm and in the pocket. This Bills defense has brought them to the dance, but will they be able to slow down athletic quarterback Deshaun Watson? We'll have to wait and see. I think the Bills defense will be up for the challenge early, but slowing down Deshaun Watson for an entire game is a very tough task, and I'm not sure offensively if Buffalo has the firepower to score enough to stay in the playoffs. Thus, I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 30-20. Now, tonight in Foxborough, it's going to be the 12-4 New England Patriots, who are the champions of the AFC East, hosting the Tennessee Titans, a wildcard team coming out of the AFC South. New England comes into this contest favored by 4.5 points, and there are plenty of storylines around this contest. We saw the Patriots squander an opportunity to get a first-round bye last week when they lost to the big-time underdog Miami Dolphins at home. This has led people to believe maybe this is the end of the line for Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, due to the fact that the Pats with Brady have never made it to the Super Bowl without having a first-round bye. On top of that, the Titans are a good physical team led by a former Patriot and Mike Vrabel as their head coach, and his Titans got the best of the Patriots in the 2018 season. Getting back to this Titans running game and their physicality, it all starts with running back Derrick Henry. He had the hamstring injury several weeks ago, but he does appear good to go. And now that is going to put the onus on this Patriots front seven to try to slow him down. On top of that, we've seen the rebirth of Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. He is making the most of his opportunity with the Titans, and he is playing the best football of his career. The Titans have a defense that flies around to the football, but at some point, somebody in this Patriots wide receiver core is going to have to step up and make a play. Tom Brady has to be on top of his game, because we know that this Titans defense is going to bring the physicality all evening long. Conventional wisdom says go with the Titans in this game because they are the hotter team right now. And I know that the Patriots have had their struggles, but it is very difficult for me to pick against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in January. And because of that, I'm going to take New England at home tonight by the score of 28-24. Excuse me. Now, moving to tomorrow, you're going to have the 10-6 Minnesota Vikings, a wildcard team out of the NFC North, traveling to take on the champs of the NFC South in the 13-3 New Orleans Saints. The Saints come into this contest favored by 8 points, and for good reasons, due to the fact that they are very difficult at home in the dome, while the Vikings limped into the postseason. for the Vikings to stay around in the playoffs, they have the elements with their defense. They have a good running game when Dalvin Cook is healthy. But the bottom line is their health overall as a team is going to come down to the right arm of Kirk Cousins, a $28 million man. What is he going to do for this Vikings team? We'll have to wait and see. You have a New Orleans team that was good enough to have home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, but they fell a little bit short of that goal. And after being so close to getting to the Super Bowl last year, they feel like they have a team that can not only get there, but win it once more. You have a veteran quarterback in Drew Brees. You have a solid running game with Alvin Kamara. Michael Thomas has emerged as one of the better wide receivers in the game. And you have a defense that flies around to the football. This is another classic example of I'm not sure if the Vikings are going to have enough to hang with the Saints in the Superdome, and thus I'm going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 30-20. And finally, tomorrow evening in Philly, it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles with a record of 9-7 as they are the champions of the NFC East, hosting the 11-5 Seattle Seahawks, a wildcard team out of the NFC West. Now, both of these teams did meet earlier in the season in Philadelphia, and it was Seattle that went on the road and got the victory. Now, both of these teams have reached the playoffs in different scenarios. Seattle has limped in as they've lost their last two contests, including an opportunity to win the NFC West at home last week versus the San Francisco 49ers, while the Eagles have come in winners of four games in a row, but the four teams that they beat did not make the postseason. Philadelphia has dealt with a litany of injuries all season long on both sides of the football, but this team has still found a way to get to the big dance. For Seattle, they have issues at the running back position right now due to injury. They had to bring back veteran Marshawn Lynch, and you look at this young defense, they slowed down a little bit as the season has worn on, but luckily for Seattle, they still have quarterback Russell Wilson under center. He has a lot of young talent around him on offense, and I think they make the most of it. Beating a team tough twice in the season is always a difficult thing, especially in their building. But I think Seattle finds a way to go to Philadelphia tomorrow evening and come away with the 27-23 win. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.